السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آج میں نے مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے صحابہ کے وہ
Hazur says, today I have collected those accounts of the Sahaba, the companions of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, which illustrate their sentiments, their ardent keenness, and also their enthusiasm through which they would meet the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, peace be upon him, and through which they held that desire to meet him. Hazrat Mia Muhammad Zuhuruddin Sahib, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, narrates that one day while sitting down, I suddenly had the urge in my heart to go to Qadian Sharif. I mentioned this to Brother Munshi Sirajuddin Sahib, that this is my intention. At the time, I did not even have a penny to cover the cost. Brother Munshi Sirajuddin Sahib gave me 1 rupee, saying that I only have 1 rupee at present, otherwise I would have given you more. I then mentioned this to Qazi Munzoor Ahmed Sahib that I am going to Qadian. He replied that I shall come along with you. On the second day, we both departed for Qadian. From Bardala, we walked to Qadian and reached at Zohar time. We met the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, and were extremely relieved. Alhamdulillah ala zalik. He writes further that the era of the promised Messiah alayhi salam was such a delightful time. Once one came before the promised Messiah alayhi salam, one would completely forget and leave behind all other matters. We did not desire to separate from him. At the time when we reached Qadian, we saw after that my father-in-law, Qazi Zainul Abidin, was also present. We were exuberant upon meeting the promised Messiah, on whom be peace. On this occasion, we stayed in Qadian for 4 or 5 days. Allah the Almighty enabled us to meet the promised Messiah alayhi salam and granted us the opportunity to say the prayers behind him. It was purely the grace of Allah the Almighty that he enabled such weak persons like us to be born in this era and enabled us to meet such a blessed personage. Alhamdulillah ala zalik. Then Haji Muhammad Musa Sahib relates the following. That at that time, for many years, it was my routine. That at the Naya station, which is the name of the station, I would keep my bicycle with a sweeper, and that bicycle had very sturdy and solid tires. In other words, that this tire did not have any air in it. It only had rubber. He says that on Friday I would go from Lahore to Batala by train. Then I would go on bicycle to Qadian. After the Friday prayers, I would then return to Batala on the bicycle. Then I would go on the train and then come back to Lahore. So this was his routine every Friday, that from Lahore he would go to Qadian to say the Friday prayers. He would have to travel 11 to 12 miles one way, and in total it would be 22 miles by bicycle. Then Hazrat Dr. Ghulam Ghos Sahib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, relays that when in February 1901, for the first time I arrived in Qadian and did the Bayt Pledge of Allegiance in person. Previously, in August 1900, I had taken the Pledge of Allegiance by writing. I inquired from Maulvi Abdul Karim Sahib that can you provide any vazifa, formulaic prayer, or off repeated words that can be said? He responded that the vazifa is that come to Qadian repeatedly. Immediately it emerged in my mind that I should build a house in Qadian so that my parents, wife and children could stay there. Whenever there were any holidays, we could come to Qadian immediately and stay in our house there. Subsequently, as soon as I returned to West Africa where I was in employment, I sent some money to Hazrat Maulvi Abdul Karim Sahib that he should build a house on my behalf. However, when I returned after 3 years, Maulvi Sahib apologized and returned the money to me. He said I did not have the opportunity. Maulvi Sahib stayed on the upper floor of the Promised Messiah's house. When he returned the money to me, he stated all these large houses are of Ahmadis. In other words, the houses of the Hindus and other people are all of Ahmadis. He especially indicated towards the house of a Hindu who was a deputy, stating that now our offices are in here. He writes that Hazrat Maulvi Abdul Karim Sahib was that the man of great heights of spiritual knowledge and discernment. What he stated was fulfilled by Allah the Almighty. In any case, what he said was what the promised Messiah alayhi salam would say. This enhanced and strengthened his faith to such a degree that he firmly believed that all of this would be acquired by us. Then Allah the Almighty enabled this to come to pass. Hazrat Mia Zahuruddin Sahib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, narrates that one day the thought emerged in my heart that servant of God, if Mirza Sahib is truly a spiritual and truthful person and I do not accept him, then what will come of me? One day I mentioned to my cousin from my father's side, Munshi Abdul Ghafur Sahib, that tomorrow, either in the morning or in the evening, I am going to Qadian. This is his incident before taking the Pledge of Allegiance. Upon hearing this, he responded that do not tell anyone, I am also going to come alongside you. Subsequently, I was delighted upon this, and the next day, early morning, we set off for Qadian. Perhaps it was the time when the harvesting was occurring after the wheat had been cut and was being harvested. When we both arrived at the station and were about to board the horse-drawn carriage, there was already another passenger in the front, who was Mia Noor Ahmed Sahib Kabali. Anyhow, we boarded the carriage and arrived in Qadian at Zuhr time. After performing the ablution, both of us arrived at Masjid Mubarak. At the time, Masjid Mubarak was extremely small. 5 or 6 people were already there before us. I very carefully and acutely observed and looked at all of them. I could not find any such person who I desired to see. In other words, he desired to see the promised Messiah, alayhi salam. However, amongst the people there, he could not find any similar countenance. After approximately 10 to 15 minutes, Hadrat Khalifa Tomasi I arrived. He stood before the doorway of the narrow stairway. I saw him and quickly stood up. The thought emerged in my heart that if there is any such person who I was looking for, then it is him, Hadrat Khalifa Tomasi I. Hadrat Khalifa Tomasi I said, sit down. the promised Messiah alayhi salam is about to come. Hazrat Khalifa Masih I had great intuition and perception. He realized that the person had misunderstood. And he said, sit down, the promised Messiah alayhi salam is about to come. So upon this, I sat down. And I thought that the person who would come after would be even superior or greater than Hazrat Khalifa Masih I. After 5-6 minutes had passed, a servant of the promised Messiah alayhi salam informed us that the promised Messiah is arriving. After 2 or 3 minutes, the window of Masjid Mubarak opened. The promised Messiah alayhi salam entered Masjid Mubarak. It was as if the sun was at its zenith. In other words, the sun was as if at its highest point in the afternoon. By God, what I found was many times greater than what I had desired in my heart. All of us were present there at the time, upon the arrival of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, stood up in respect. Seeing the illuminating countenance of the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, gave me satisfaction and tranquility of the heart. The other good and beautiful faces all dimmed before him. Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Karim Sahib states the following. I became an Ahmadi in 1903 through Hakim Ahmed Hussain Sahib, Lailpuri. Although Hakim Sahib was a resident of Lahore, however, because in Lailpur he worked or had a clinic and he passed away there, he is known as Lailpuri. He had come to Karachi for work-related purposes. Through his preaching, I had become an Ahmadi. In 1904, when I went to Lahore, I stayed at his residence. When I went to the Gumti Mosque to say the Friday prayers, there it was announced that Hazur is about to come. One of Hazur's lectures will also take place here. After hearing this announcement, I stayed put. At the time when the promised Messiah alayhi salam arrived, the house of Mia Murajuddin Sahib was being constructed. Some rooms had already been built. The promised Messiah alayhi salam chose and preferred to stay there. The Friday prayers were also said there. The sermon was delivered by Hazrat Maulvi Abdul Karim Sahib. He also led the prayers. I was roaming about in a frenzied state and desired to meet the promised Messiah alayhi salam somehow or the other. During this time, Dr. Yaqub Beg Sahib held my hand and firmly pushed me forward, so that I was standing in the front row on the right side of the promised Messiah alayhi salam. When I was sitting in the qada posture, when I was saying atayyat, I thought of all my sins, and considering that my shoulder was touching the shoulder of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, and spontaneously started weeping. Seeing this state of mind, the promised Messiah alayhi salam put his blessed hand upon my back and reassured me. This must have happened either after or before the prayers. So when he was sitting at At-Tahiyyat, after saying the salam, the promised Messiah alayhi salam must have then put his hand on his back, not during the prayers. So he writes further, when the promised Messiah alayhi salam was returning to Qadian, I went alongside him. As soon as we reached Qadian, on that day he needed to go to Gurdaspur. I went alongside him. After the Asr prayers, the promised Messiah alayhi salam said once that people assume that we have seen the promised Messiah and have taken the pledge of allegiance. This alone is enough for our salvation. In other words, people assume that just doing the pledge of allegiance is completely sufficient and nothing else is required. The promised Messiah on whom be peace stated, the real essence is إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Thee alone do we worship and thee alone do we implore for help. This in essence can grant salvation. We only came to show the way, so we have shown the way. Hazur says, therefore, for worship and the help and succor of Allah the Almighty, one should search for this and should also make full efforts and endeavors. And this is the essence, which takes a person to the highest possible standards and enables him to fulfill that purpose and objective, which is the purpose of coming into the Pledge of Allegiance of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace. Hadrat Sahib Deen Sahib relates the following. That perhaps this is an incident of 1904, that the Ahmadiyya Jamaat in Lahore received notice that the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, was arriving on such and such train. We went to the railway station to receive him. In those days, it was the custom to use a horse carriage phaeton with two horses. We prepared the phaeton. When the Promised Messiah ﷺ boarded the carriage, then us, youth, as was normally the custom and tradition. This is an example of loyalty, devotion and sincerity. But look at also the reply of the Promised Messiah ﷺ. So he says, and he continues to write, that we detached the horses from the carriage and desired to pull the carriage ourselves. So therefore they detached the horses and tried to pull the carriage themselves. The Promised Messiah ﷺ saw this deed of ours and said, that I came to make humans progress and to reach the highest stations and standards, rather than lowering their status and making them into animals that they carry out the work of pulling carriages. These were more or less the words of the Promised Messiah a.s. In any case, us khudam, us youth, immediately altered our course of action, reattached the horses to the carriage and set them in motion. I immediately stood at the back of the phaeton or the carriage and for the entire journey held an umbrella above the Promised Messiah (unknown be peace). I thus received this opportunity upon which I had great pride that I held the umbrella above the Promised Messiah (unknown be peace). Hazrat Chaudhry Ghulam Rasool Sahib Basra relates that this is an incident at the 1907 Jalsa Salana. We learned on Thursday evening that the Promised Messiah a.s. would go for a walk in the morning. The tradition and custom at the time was that when there was a large crowd, then people would join hands and form a circle around the Promised Messiah. This incident perhaps has been related before, but in any case, their enthusiasm, keenness, and then this service and desire to see the Promised Messiah a.s. are all illustrated through this account, in a manner in which they would encircle the Promised Messiah a.s. So he writes, when there was a large crowd, they would hold hands and form a circle around the Promised Messiah a.s. who would walk in between this circle. Thus, people would join hands, the Promised Messiah a.s. would be in this circle, and this was so that he was not pushed by the crowd. Thus, along with Maulvi Ghulam Muhammad Gondal, Amir Jamaat Ahmadiyya Chak number 99, Shumali, Chaudhry Mia Khan Sahib Gondal, and the late Chaudhry Muhammad Sahib Gondal, we made a pact that if God gave us the ability, then when the Promised Messiah ﷺ would exit for a walk in the morning, then we would join hands and form a circle around him. Thus, we would be able to see the Promised Messiah ﷺ closely. Therefore, the purpose was one, to guard the Promised Messiah ﷺ, and secondly, to see him close up. When we completed the Fajr prayer in the morning, all the people started gathering in the marketplace for the Promised Messiah ﷺ. We were not fully aware from which direction the Promised Messiah ﷺ would exit for his walk. However, from whichever direction we heard that the Promised Messiah ﷺ would exit for his walk, people rushed in that direction like moths. For a period of time, the excitement built up and people gathered. Ultimately, we learned that the Promised Messiah ﷺ would exit towards Reddi Chala in the north. We also, who were waiting at the front, prepared ourselves and got ready, that whenever the Promised Messiah ﷺ would exit, we would immediately form a circle, join hands and put him in the middle. We were preparing for this, but what do we see? That the Promised Messiah ﷺ is coming in the middle of a huge crowd, and this crowd completely destroyed our wishes and desires. There was so much rush that we could not even reach near to the Promised Messiah ﷺ. Towards the west of Reddi Chala, there was a berry tree. The Promised Messiah ﷺ stood underneath this, where he started shaking their hands and meeting them. Someone exclaimed that, bring a chair for Hazrat Sahib. The Promised Messiah (unknown be peace) stated that Allah the Almighty had informed me from before that people in large numbers would come to you. However, as is said in the revelation in Punjabi, Do akina o thakina. In other words, do not fret, do not become weary or frustrated, and do not tire upon the rush of people and meeting them. And subsequently, there also they had the opportunity to meet him. Hazrat Dr. Umar Deen Sahib relates, I had such a keen thirst to shake the hands of the Promised Messiah ﷺ that on numerous occasions I went through crowds of people and shaked his hand on many times, yet I was still not satisfied. At times he was pushed around, and sometimes he faced other difficulties. Yet still, he would endeavor to somehow shake the hand of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace. Hadhrat Dr. Abdullah Sahib relates, when I was about to travel from Gadian to Bardala, an elderly blind Ahmadi was also about to make the same journey. He inquired, is there any space on a horse carriage for me? I responded, I'd come in our carriage. No, he responded, I have some money. I will go to Gadian on my own expense. In other words, they offered him to travel for free, that we have some space, come and sit with us. He said, no, I will not come in this way. I have money for the travel. I will pay the fare and travel. Aside from the obvious display of dignity, honor, and a hatred of asking of others, this also demonstrates that apart from this poverty, such peoples attain their life by coming to Gadian repeatedly. In other words, on the one hand, this blind person had self-respect. He despised asking questions or asking of others. Secondly, with great effort, he would collect money together, and then he made efforts to repeatedly come to Gadian so that he could benefit from being in the company of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace. Hadhrat Miah Chiraghdin Sahib narrates that when Hakim Ahmadin Sahib was about to depart to Lahore to meet the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, I mocked and joked with him. Hakim Sahib responded that, friend, you poke fun and ridicule your own friend? Hearing this, I started to feel ashamed, and my heart became tender. Upon his request, I also came alongside him to meet the promised Messiah, alayhi salam. In other words, he was not an Ahmadi at the time. He poked fun at Hakim Sahib that you are going to see the promised Messiah, alayhi salam. He must have made some joke or ridiculed him in some manner. In any case, he made him realize what he had said. He felt embarrassed somewhat, and therefore he said, I also went alongside him. However, he said, I had no intention whatsoever of taking the Pledge of Allegiance. So he did go along with him, but he did not intend to take the Pledge of Allegiance. When we arrived at the residence of Khwaja Kamaluddin Sahib, we learned that the promised Messiah alayhi salam was not feeling very well. There were a large number of people. Somebody said to the promised Messiah alayhi salam that there is a huge crowd. They want to meet you. The promised Messiah, on whom be peace, put his head out of the window. I assessed that this countenance can absolutely not be one of a liar. Subsequently, I took the Pledge of Allegiance. Malik Barakatullah Sahib, son of Hadhrat Malik Niaz Muhammad Sahib, relates that in 1905, once at the time of Asr, in the district of Jalandhar, this is the place where he was residing, we received a postcard or a letter that the promised Messiah alayhi salam is going to Delhi, and in the morning at 8 or 9 he will pass by the Bakwara station. Haji Rahmatullah Sahib and the late Chaudhary Firoz Khan Sahib assigned me with the duty that you are young, therefore immediately go and notify the Jamaat of Karyam. Consequently, after Maghrib I set off on foot and arrived at Karyam. I notified the Jamaat, and from there some also accompanied us. All of us thus on foot went to Bagwara, which was 30 miles from where we were. We offered the morning prayer. At the station, the late Munshi Habibur Rahman Sahib had made arrangements of accommodation, etc. for the members of the Jamaat through the Hajipur people. Food was sent from him in the morning. When the scheduled time for the arrival of the train came, and the train passed by, we learned that the date of arrival of the promised Messiah alayhi salam had been altered. In other words, the promised Messiah alayhi salam did not come according to the notified date. Instead, the date was changed and he was due to come some other day instead. We were extremely saddened by this. He said, on the one hand, we would travel night upon night and all night, journeying to see the promised Messiah alayhi salam. However, now it became difficult to even walk a step. The enthusiasm and keenness to meet the promised Messiah alayhi salam enabled us to travel many a miles at night, but now that we knew that he was not coming at present, we started feeling the blisters on our foot, and we were extremely grieved and saddened. He said, due to this grief, on the return journey we travelled by horse carriage. Hadrat Munshi Qazi Mahbub Alim Sahib relates. This seems to be an incident before he took the Pledge of Allegiance. In fact, it is. He said, when I was a student in the 8th class or grade, there were many debates between the Hanafi and Wahhabi denominations in Lahore. I was of the Hanafi denomination. However, I had a keen desire to go to the Wahhabi mosque. So I started going to the Jinnia mosque. When I sat in the gathering of the Wahhabi mosque, I learned that apart from what God and the Messenger has said, they do not say anything else. Thus, I became inclined towards the Ahle Hadith. At times, in the gathering of the Wahhabis, the promised Messiah a.s. would be mentioned. They would say that he is a kafir, a disbeliever, and his claim of being the Messiah is against Islam. Naturally, I became inclined towards that. Subsequently, a person, Hadrat Waliullah Sahib, son of Baba Hidayatullah Sahib, Kucha Chabik Savara, who was an Ahmadi, I started visiting him. I also obtained some details regarding the promised Messiah from him. He drew my attention towards performing the istikhara. As a result, I learned how to perform istikhara. And I remembered the prayer of istikhara and carried out istikhara at 2 o'clock at night on the second day. I had just fallen asleep after performing the istikhara prayer when, in a dream, a person says to me that sit up, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is coming to you. I also heard the footsteps of someone climbing the stairway. So within the dream, I sat up. Within this time, I noticed that a person clad in pristine and pure white clothing held one arm of the promised Messiah alayhi salam and stood him before me and stated, "Hadha ar-rajulu khalifatullahi wasma'u wa ati'u." He then left once again, and the promised Messiah alayhi salam stood before me, and he put his finger on my chest and stated in Punjabi, "This is in the dream." So he said in Punjabi, which translates as follows, that this person has been made the Khalifa by God and should be recognized as the Mahdi. Then he also recited a couplet, but I have forgotten this. It meant also that I am the Messiah and the Mahdi. I then woke up. In the morning, instead of going to school, I set off to go to Qadian. The train was until Bardala and normally reached around evening time. I went to the mosque, which was near the station and was small, to say the prayers. I was saying the Maghrib prayers when people said, "Where have you come from and where do you intend to go?" I said, "I have come from Lahore and I intend to go to Qadian." They started profusely abusing and swearing at the promised Messiah alayhi salam and stopped me from travelling forward. When I expressed my firm resolve to go to Qadian, they evicted me from the mosque. I came to the stop. However, some people also came behind me there and stopped me in every way to go to Qadian and tried in every respect. They said, "If you are a student, then we will take you here to Bade Mia to study. We will take care of your accommodation and clothing." However, I replied, "I am already studying in Lahore. I do not need this. Therefore, I do not need to study here. I am going to Qadian to meet the promised Messiah on whom be peace." Upon this, they intensified their opposition. However, I did not care a jot. And after the evening, I set off on foot to Qadian. It was very dark and much of the night had passed. I had not seen this path before. Mistakenly, seeing a light which was lit far off, I went to Masaniya, which was another place, which is towards Qadian. There the Isha prayers had already commenced. A person was sitting in the mosque engaged in Zikri Allahi, remembrance of God. He asked of me that, "Where are you going and where have you come from?" He said, "I have come from Lahore and I desire to meet Hazrat Mirza Sahib." He responded that, "This is Masaniya. This is not Qadian. Qadian is far off from here. Stay the night here and go in the morning, because the path is not good or safe." Subsequently, I lay down in the mosque, and approximately at 4 o'clock when the moon arose, it was late night at the last stage of the night and the moon came out, and I said to the person that show me the path. He took me to Vardale and showed me the road. Thus, I said the morning prayer next to the canal, and approximately 1 hour after sunrise, I reached Gardian. At the crossroads in Gardian, I asked the person that where is the esteemed Mirza Sahib? He replied that after bathing, he is sitting down on a type of bedstead smoking hookah. So that person had actually indicated him towards Mirza Nizamuddin. He said, as soon as I heard this, I went forward. I saw that a person had just bathed, was sitting on a type of bedstead, and he was still wet after bathing. He was smoking hookah. I was extremely despised by this, and was saddened that I had come to Gardian, because he had made so much effort, he had taken so much difficulty to travel, and had come all the way to Gardian thinking this is the person that I had come for. In frustration, he turned back. Upon the crossroad, because Allah the Almighty was going to guide him. So he said, upon the crossroad, I met a person, Sheikh Hamid Ali Sahib. He inquired that, where have you come from and who do you desire to meet? I said, whoever I desire to meet, I have already seen him. And now I am returning to Lahore. Upon this, he said to me, that have you come to meet Mirza Sahib? He is not the Mirza Sahib that you have just met. He is a different Mirza Sahib. I will take you to meet him. Then I started getting encouragement and heart, and I became satisfied to some extent. Hamid Ali Sahib stated to me that write a note, I will send it in. I briefly wrote on the note that I am a student. I have come from Lahore. I desire to meet you. I intend to go back today. The reply sent by the promised Messiah alayhi salam was that stay in the guest house, eat food, and we will meet at Zuhr time. At this time, I am writing a book. The promised Messiah alayhi salam stated that at this time, I am writing a book. The subject matter is fresh in my mind. If I come to meet you just now, it is quite possible that a subject matter comes out of my mind. For this reason, wait until Zuhr time. However, I was not satisfied with his reply. I sent another note to the promised Messiah alayhi salam that I have traveled the entire night with great difficulty and I am desirous to meet you. For God's sake, bless me with your company and meeting you now. Then the promised Messiah alayhi salam said to my daddy that seat him in Masjid Mubarak. I shall come to meet him. I had to wait there for approximately 15 minutes. Then the promised Messiah sent my daddy that bring him here. The promised Messiah alayhi salam left his house and came into the alleyway, and I came from the other side. When I saw the promised Messiah alayhi salam from afar, then that same person who I had seen in the dream, exactly that same countenance was before me. There was a staff in the hand of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, and he was wearing a turban. Thus, the exact same appearance as in the dream is what I saw. Before this, I learned from Dadi that the promised Messiah alayhi salam was either changing his clothes or had taken off his clothes inside, but because Allah the Almighty desired for me the scene of the dream. Thus, the clothes the promised Messiah alayhi salam wore were exactly as what I had seen in the dream. I walked towards the promised Messiah alayhi salam, and he was coming towards my direction. Just in front of the door of the round room, I met the promised Messiah alayhi salam. As soon as I saw him, I recognized him, that this is that same holy person from the dream and he is truthful. I embraced him and started weeping and crying. I could not understand why I was crying from and for what reason I was crying, but for many minutes I kept on weeping. The promised Messiah alayhi salam would say, be patient, be comforted. When my crying subsided somewhat, and I came back into full consciousness, the promised Messiah alayhi salam inquired that where have you come from? I said, I have come from Lahore. The promised Messiah said, why have you come? I said, to meet you. He asked, is there any specific work? He said, I have only come with the purpose of meeting you. The promised Messiah said, some people come so that I pray for them for their personal needs and interests. Do you also have such a need? I said, I have no such requirement. Then the promised Messiah alayhi salam said, be blessed. It is greatly beneficial for such people who come selflessly to the people of God. Perhaps the Promised Messiah had inquired this from me, because in those days the Promised Messiah had published an announcement. In it he said, some people only come to me so that I pray for them for their personal needs. But the Promised Messiah was greatly pleased with what I said and congratulated me and said, this is blessed, because my purpose was only and only to meet him. Hazrat Malik Ghulam Hussain Sahib Mahajir relates, when we came to our homeland, after 2 months, we again intended to return to Qadian but did not have the money to do so. Our desire was so keen that we were ready to even go on foot. I had 2 rupees with me. From Retam to Jhelum, I came on foot. Then I thought that I should walk further on foot. I was about to cross the bridge in Jhelum. I said to 4 or 5 soldiers who had 2 horses each to hand me 1 horse. They said, you are from the district of Gujarat. We fear that perhaps you may steal our horse. In any case, I said, I am from the district of Jhelum, not Gujarat. However, they were not convinced. I stayed and walked with them. Because the soldiers would travel by night. When we arrived in Marale, I lay down my bedding. One Sikh said, Mister, you do not leave me because one of the soldiers was a Sikh. We are afraid of you. In the middle of the night, they set off and I went along with them. Then one Sikh said, we are afraid that you may steal one of our horses. I said, I desire to go quickly. And this is why I went alongside you. One Sikh said, this person seems to be an honest person. Give him a horse. Therefore, for 3 miles, I travelled on a horse. At night, we reached Wazirabad. They also gave me the money to cross the bridge. And they also provided me with the food at night. In other words, there must have been some poll tax on the bridge. So this was also given by them along with the food. At 1 o'clock at night, we prepared again and they gave me a horse. On the second night, we reached a village at Basera Okamo. They gave me food once again. Then at night at 7 or 8 in the morning we reached Lahore. So this was a journey of 100 or 150 miles. Because in Lahore they had to go separate ways, our ways parted. The train was due to depart at 11 o'clock. I reached at 8 o'clock. So therefore I considered that why should I wait 3 hours? I had such enthusiasm to reach Qadian. He said therefore I again set off by foot. In 1.5 hours I reached Jhelum. There I inquired about the train. They said it will depart at 11:45, so therefore I set off on foot again. I reached Padari. I asked from the station there, and they said there is still 1 hour 15 minutes for the train to leave. So therefore I set off once again by foot. That what is the point of waiting? There were 2 miles left for the Khasa station when the train departed. I asked about Khasa. They said at 7 in the evening the train will come again. Once again I set off by foot. Perhaps just before evening I reached Amritsar. There was a person of my hometown. I stayed with him. On the morning, I went off by train. For 6 anna, I reached Patala. Once again, I set off by foot. At 4 or 5 o'clock, I reached Qadian. On the second day, I met the Promised Messiah, alayhi salam. 4 or 5 days passed in comfort. Then I requested leave. And I said, when we were small, we would say, O Allah, make us soldiers in the time of the advent of the Mahdi. I also related the whole account of my travel and journey, how I spent the majority of my journey on foot, and only a small part of the journey did I travel on horse. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam, upon hearing this, said, you have showed great courage and endurance, and said, do you have any skill? He said, apart from making pita bread, I know no other work. And even that I know only to a basic level. He said, put your name down. We will call you if required and needed. So therefore, I put my name down. Ghulam Hussain of District Jhelum. Thus, all of these accounts are of those people who had an enthusiasm and ardent desire to meet the Promised Messiah on whom be peace. For this, they would bear difficulties and adversities. For them, these hardships were nothing. In comparison, the blessings that they received from the Promised Messiah on whom be peace and the faith that was strengthened as a result, May Allah the Almighty enable every single one of us upon hearing these accounts, do not just obtain delight. Rather, every account, may it also develop strength of faith in our hearts.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.